Test, test. 1-2, 1-2.
Rachel Taps. shines and bright stars through the perilous fight. For the ramparts we watched, words of gallantly streaming we. And the rocket's regret, the bombs bursting in air, came through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave for the land of the free and the home of the brave?
If you reach one of them, on the time for our love, baseball buddy.
It's time for Tacoma Rainiers Baseball with the voice of the Rainiers, Mike Curto.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to Tacoma Rainiers Baseball. Mike Curto with you from Chickasaw Bricktown Ballpark in Oklahoma City, where tonight, or today, the Tacoma Rainiers take on the Oklahoma City Dodgers in the final game of the season-opening three-game series. It's been a split so far. The Rainiers won on opening night on Friday, scoring 14 runs, including 8 runs in one inning. Won that game 14-8. Last night's game was a real thriller that ended up going 10 innings, and Oklahoma City emerged with the 6-5 victory, as there were a number of close calls on plays that could have gone either way, and they did not go the Rainiers' way, and cost them one run for sure, possibly two, over the course of the late innings of the game. And the Rainiers ended up dropping it in 10 innings. So 1-1 so far. They're looking to win the series on the road today. Interesting game today. We're going to get to see the AAA debut of Taylor Dollard, the starting pitcher who was the Seattle Mariners Minor League Pitcher of the Year last year, spent the whole season at AA Arkansas, put up some crazy numbers, which we'll get into in a moment. But Dollard, much anticipated AAA debut, only going to go a couple innings today, but we're excited to see him at this level. Taylor Dollard on the hill for Tacoma against the veteran lefty Robbie Erlin of Oklahoma City. Should be a good one today. We'll take a closer look at Taylor Dollard and what he did last year when the Red Ears pregame show continues right after this.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home's safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Tacoma taking on Oklahoma City today. It is the AAA debut for right-hander Taylor Dollard, who turned himself into a prospect of note in the Mariners farm system with his performance last year at AA Arkansas. My goodness, this kid went 16-2 last year at AA Arkansas with a 2.25 ERA and 27 starts. He led the Texas League in wins, earned run average, innings pitched, batting average against, whip, and game started, and he was fifth in the league in strikeouts. He walked only 31 batters in 144 innings, 131 strikeouts, and very impressive, only 9 home runs allowed in 144 innings. Hopefully that last bit will translate here in the Pacific Coast League, because this is a hitter's league and a home run hitter's league with all the parks at high elevation. So we'll see if he can continue to deter home runs. Dollard was the Mariners' fifth-round pick in 2020 out of Cal Poly San Luis Obispo, and he makes his AAA debut today. We'll get to the starting lineups in today's game right after this.
Spring fever has hit Lucky Eagle Casino, and the prizes are growing as we give away $140,000 cash. Card in daily for one entry and get another for every 100 points you earn, with double the entries on Sundays and Thursdays. Ooh. Join us this Saturday for $20,000 in cash drawings from 4 to 9. Then be there for the May 20th grand finale for your chance to win a share of $40,000 cash. Learn more and catch spring fever at LuckyEagle.com.
Lucky Eagle.
At Fred Meyer, you can find the highest quality products at a great price in every aisle, every day with Kroger brand. So you can stock up on your household favorites that are tried, tested, and loved by you. Because when you get the products you love at great prices, it feels like winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
Taking a look at the starting lineups in today's game for the Raiders. First, the visitors, Mariners AAA club, 1-1 so far under new manager John Russell. Leading off, Mason McCoy at shortstop, batting second in his Raiders debut. Nick Solak DHing. Hitting third, catcher Brian O'Keefe. Mike Ford in the cleanup spot playing first base. Batting fifth, left fielder Jake Shiner. Hitting sixth, the right fielder Zach Deloach. Delino DeShields bats seventh, he's in center field. Hitting eighth, third baseman Jose Caballero, and batting ninth, the second baseman Kian Wong. On the mound, Taylor Dollard in his AAA debut. Oklahoma City is the L.A. Dodgers affiliate, 1-1 under manager Travis Barbary. They lead off with Drew Avens in center field, batting second, Michael Bush at second base. Devin Mann hits third and plays third. In the cleanup spot, Ryan Ward in left field. Hunter Fiducia bats fifth and catchers. Hitting sixth, Jamai Jones. He's DHing today. Batting seventh, first baseman Justin Yerchak. Hitting eighth, the shortstop Yanni Hernandez. And batting ninth, right fielder Michael, formerly Buddy Reed. On the mound, left-hander Robbie Erlen. Erlen making his season debut. Umpires, Cody Clark has the plate. Mark Bass at first. Paul Clemens, the crew chief, at second. Emil Jimenez at third. That's it for the pregame. First pitch and the start of today's game coming up next.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at MultiCare.org.
Are you overinsured? Underinsured? Maybe you're just not sure. It's understandable. Life happens quickly. You've got a new driver in the house, an upcoming remodel, an inherited rare baseball card collection. It's a lot. So talk to your wealth manager about how Propel Insurance can make sure it's all protected. Our experts create a customized asset protection program tailored to your specific and changing needs, with specialty coverage like expanded homeowner liability, additional protection against uninsured or underinsured drivers, cyber fraud cost recovery, and lots more. But Propel isn't just about premium coverage. Our experts also make sure all your policies work well together, so there's no overlap or serious gaps. What's more, with frequent program reviews, you can be sure your insurance always keeps up with your life. Ask your wealth manager about preferred personal coverage from Propel Insurance, or visit us at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
Well, first pitch of the game is on its way. Robbie Erlen throws a fastball up and in to Mason McCoy, and we are underway here in Oklahoma City. It's partly cloudy today and temperature around 60. So here's a pitch that swung on and roped towards center field. Back on the ball is Avens, and he can't get it, and it's going to take a bounce and roll to the fence 400 feet from home plate. McCoy's on his way to second, and he stops there with a leadoff double on the second pitch of the game. Mason McCoy roping one to center field. That's his second double of this series, and what a start to the season for McCoy. Seven hits in his first 12 at-bats. Rainiers have a lot of players who have really swinging the bat well here in this series so far. The team batting average in the first two games, .375. Tacoma with 30 hits in the first two games. Here's Nick Solak in his Rainiers debut, just acquired in a trade from the Reds by the Mariners 2 days ago. He got here quickly, and he takes the first pitch down low for a ball, 1-0. Sometimes when they make a trade, the new player takes several days to report. Not Solak. He got here right away. He's been in this league before with Round Rock coming up through the Rangers system. Pitch from Robbie Erlen is taken for a strike. Right here's facing a real veteran today in Erlen. 32 years old. First reached the majors in 2013. And has played parts of 8 seasons in the big leagues, including a couple of games for the Los Angeles Dodgers last year. 1-1 to Solak is inside for a ball. Most of Erlen's big league time came with San Diego, as that was his original organization that he reached the big leagues with for the first time. Two and one the count. Pitch in there for a strike. That evens things up 2-2. We've got some wind gusting out towards center field at the moment. Now the pitch swung on, grounded right to the shortstop, Hernandez, who looks to third. McCoy's going to make it there, though, so he throws to first and gets Solak for the first out of the ball game. But McCoy's now at third base with one out. And Brian O'Keefe will be next. There was a kind of pop-up storm cloud that poured some rain on the diamond here a couple hours ago, and we've been told there's a chance something like that could occur again this afternoon, so something we'll be keeping an eye on, and the grounds crew will really be keeping an eye on as the first pitch to O'Keefe is inside for a ball. O'Keefe played in the season opener on Friday, went 1-for-5 with a walk. Was off yesterday, back in there today, and he swings and fouls one back out of play, and the count's even 1-1. Right here's wearing the navy blue jerseys today with the gray pants. Now Erlen with the 1-1 pitch, swing and a miss. Oklahoma City is wearing their white Dodgers uniforms that look very similar to the Major League clubs. Jerseys. Here's the 1-2 pitch to O'Keefe, and it is up high for a ball, 2-2. Runner at third, one out, infield back, two balls, two strikes to O'Keefe. Let's see if he can get him in. The pitch is swung on and pulled down the left field line, deep towards the corner. Ward back at the track, looking up. It stays fair, and it is gone. Brian O'Keefe with a two-run homer to left field, and the Red Ears are on the board at the top of the first inning on Brian O'Keefe's first home run of the season. It's 2-0. Fourth home run for the Red Ears as a club in this opening weekend. O'Keefe joins Mike Ford, Colin Moran, and Jake Shiner in the home run column. Every one of those guys has gone deep in this opening series. So O'Keefe gets one, and now here's Ford, who had four hits yesterday, including a homer. Erlen's pitch is swung out and popped up on the third base side, a foul ball. Over for a look is Devin Mann, but he can't get it. It's out of play. Mann at third for the Dodgers this afternoon. Their infield features Yanni Hernandez at short, Michael Bush at second, and Justin Yerchak at first. Outfield is Ryan Ward in left, Drew Avens in center, and Michael Reed in right. Rob Yerlin on the mound working with catcher Hunter Fiducia. And the pitch to Ford misses for a ball. One ball, one strike to Mike Ford, the Rainiers cleanup hitter today. Yerlin into his motion. Compact delivery, and the pitch is pulled solidly into right field. A base hit. One hopper to the right fielder, and Ford has another knock. He's 6 for 12 to start the season. And the Red Ears have a man on with one out. Tacoma traditionally has hit very well against Robbie Yerlin, a pitcher who we've seen sporadically over the years. He's made 9 previous appearances against Tacoma, 6 of which have been starts. And he has a career ERA against the Red Ears of 7.52. So the Red Ears are scoring against him, or have been in the past, and already have 2 on the board today. First pitch to Jake Shiner is outside for a ball. Shiner making the start in left field. pitch swung on, bounced foul, third base side. 1-1 the count. Next pitch from the lefty. And it is inside for a ball, 2-1. Oklahoma City won last night 6-5 in 10 innings. Jamai Jones had the game-winning opposite field, kind of end of the bat, soft single that brought in the winning run from third with 2 outs. Here's a bouncer foul on the third base side. It was a frustrating game for the Red Ears, who thought they had scored 2 runs in the top of the 8th on a play in which, with the bases loaded, Ford hit a single, 1 run scored. They thought a 2nd run had scored on the play, but an out had been made at second base, and it was one of those deals where was the runner tagged before the other runner crossed home plate or not, as here's a foul back by Shiner. And we all thought that McCoy had touched home plate before Pat Valleca had been tagged out at 2nd, but the umpire disagreed. John Russell ran out of the dugout and argued for his first time this year, to no avail. Now Shiner looking at this next pitch, and he swings and fouls it off. Still 2 balls, 2 strikes with a runner at first and 1 out. There was also a play earlier in the game in the 8th inning. In that same inning, I should say, but earlier on in the inning, where Delino DeShields was tagged out at home plate after being in a rundown. And the umpire called him out. John Russell said he would have liked to have gone to a replay review on that one. Obviously, we don't have that in AAA, but they thought DeShields had slid around the catcher safely. As there's a check swing, and Shiner held up in time. So now a full count, 3 balls, 2 strikes. So they feel like they had 2 runs taken away from them in that inning on, you know, coin flip calls from the ump that both went against the Rainiers. Here comes the 3-2 pitch to Jake Shiner, and it's a swing and a foul tip. He just got a piece of it, and Fiducia, the catcher, almost held onto it but couldn't. So still 3 balls, 2 strikes to Shiner. Now the payoff again, and it swung on, it stung towards right center field in the air, but playable. Avens is over, and he makes the catch in right center for the 2nd out. Shiner flies out, and now Zach DeLoach will be the batter. DeLoach, 5 for 10 to start his AAA career. 3 singles, 2 doubles so far. And the pitch from Yerlin is taken up and away for a ball, 1-0. Next pitch. Outside. Two balls, no strikes. Last game here at Oklahoma City, for now anyway, and the Raiders are flying home. Home opener is on Tuesday. No game tomorrow. Two-oh pitch. High ball three to Deloach. Tuesday's game starts at 6:05. The Reno Aces will be in town. Now the next pitch is ball four. Deloach walks on four pitches, so he heads down to first base. Ford takes second. Two on with two out. And Delino DeShields will be the seventh man to come to the plate this inning. The catcher, Fiducia, goes to the mound to talk to Robbie Erlin for a moment. Erlin's been pitching professionally since 2009. He was a third-round draft pick, originally by the Texas Rangers, in 2009 out of Scotts Valley High School in California, and then got traded in 2011 at the deadline as a prospect for a major league reliever. So here's a pitch in for a strike now to DeShields. Got traded to the Padres, and that's where he reached the big leagues. Next pitch is a swing and a miss. And it's 0-2 to DeShields. Erlin didn't play college baseball because he got drafted very high, but if he had played, he was going to go to Cal Poly, which is where the Red Ears starter today, Taylor Dollard, pitched years later. Sears went up high for a ball. One ball, two strikes, the count. Two on, two out, couple runs in already. Now the pitch from Erlin is high. Two balls, two strikes. Now the 2-2 coming. And it's swung on and fouled back, and DeShields hanging in there. DeShields 4-for-10 at the plate over the first two games. Now a swing and a sharp grounder in the hole fielded by Hernandez. He goes to the third baseman, Devin Mann. A short throw with his momentum carrying him that way, and they get the force out on Mike Ford. And that's the final out of the inning. But Tacoma puts two runs on the scoreboard at the top of the first. Two runs on three hits. There were no errors and two runners left on base. We go to the bottom of the first. Tacoma 2, Oklahoma City coming to the plate.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hardworking people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at lexusoftacomafife.com.
Renewal by Anderson is your hometown leader in windows and patio doors. Our windows are durable, custom crafted, and professionally installed by our winning team. We've helped over 22,000 homeowners on their projects across the state of Washington. Let us go to bat for you on your next window and patio door project. Give us a call at 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
couple of runs in the top of the first for Tacoma on the homer by Brian O'Keefe. And now we will get our first look at the AAA level. And right-hander Taylor Dollard, and his first pitch to Drew Avins is called a strike. 0-1 the count. First pitch fastball there, 92 on the gun. Dollard working on the left hand, hitting Drew Avins, who's 2-for-9 on the season. 0-1 pitch, off-speed pitch, a curve fouled away, and the count goes to 0-2. Dollard is noted, drafted out of Cal Poly, Mariners' fifth-round pick in 2020. Didn't pitch that year due to the COVID hiatus in the minors. Started his pro career in 2021. So here's one outside for a ball. They sent him to Low A Modesto. He made 7 starts there. Struck out 59 batters in 37 innings, so they said okay, and moved him up a level. And he went the rest of the 2021 season at advanced Class A Everett. Here's a swing and a foul back now by Avins, 1-2. His stats at Everett were not impressive. A 6.15 ERA, allowed a dozen homers in 67 innings. Nonetheless, the Mariners challenged him with a double-A assignment in 2022, and he just took off. Here's a pitch up and away to Avins, fastball. Counts even now, 2-2. 16 wins and 2 losses last year. 2.25 ERA. Led the league in ERA and wins and innings. 5th in strikeouts. 2-2 pitch outside, ball 3. He doesn't have an overpowering heater, and he's been steady 92-93 here to get this game started. But he has very good command. Now time called by Avins with the full count. He's going to step out for a moment. Seems like if a hitter hasn't used his timeout and gets to a full count, he always calls time then. All right, here we go. The 3-2 pitch is swung on and hit in the air to right field, and this is struck well. Deloach is back at the track, but it is gone up on the berm. Drew Avins pulls one out of here. So Dollard gives up a homer on a full count pitch to the first batter he faces. And Oklahoma City's on the board. It's now Tacoma 2, Oklahoma City 1. 423-foot homer. Came off of a breaking ball. I think that was the curve that he hit out. So here's a swing and a miss by Michael Bush on a fastball. 0-1 the count. Next pitch, swing and a foul back. 0-2 the count to Michael Bush, who is 4-for-9 in this series so far. Talked in the pregame show about how Dollard allowed only 9 homers in 144 innings, but it's going to be hard to limit homers that much in this league. So now the 0-2 pitch, swing and a miss, strike 3. Down goes Michael Bush. Dollard using his fastball, 93 on the gun, and he has his first strikeout at the AAA level. Devin Mann now the batter. 1-for-8 at the plate in this series. Right-handed hitter. And the pitch is swung on and popped up foul and out of play. Some of the Oklahoma City players were in the AA Texas League last year and have seen Dollard before. So there is some familiarity here going both ways. Here's a swing by Mann, and he hits a tapper back to the mound. Dollar has it on one hop and flips it to Mike Ford playing first base, and there's the second out of the inning. And now Ryan Ward, the batter. Ford at first today. Evan White left yesterday's game in the fifth inning with discomfort in his groin. And manager John Russell said he's going to give him a couple days off And he'll also see a doctor when they get when the Rainiers get home, and they'll check it out. Rainiers come home later, well, super late tonight, as here's a foul hit down the right field line by Ryan Ward, strike one. Ward, left-hand hitter, 1-for-9 at the plate so far. One pitch. Outside for a ball. One ball, one strike. So the defense today, Ford at first, Kian Hoang at second, McCoy at short, and Caballero's playing third. Outfield is Shiner in left, DeShields in center, DeLoach in right. Next pitch misses for a ball to Ward with a fastball, and the count moves to 2-1. Taylor Dollard on the mound, working with catcher Brian O'Keefe. Now, breaking ball, called a strike. Counts even, 2-2. Dollard ready. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Threw a fastball past him, and he has his second strikeout of the afternoon. That wraps up the bottom of the first, but there was a leadoff homer by Avens, so one run on one hit, no one left. We go to the second inning. It is Tacoma 2, Oklahoma City 1.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
A closed-circuit television inspection can determine the structural condition of your pipe and help locate defects or obstructions. Provac CCTV Inspection Team is certified by NASCO for pipe, lateral, and manhole inspection. Our services are for pipe diameters of 2 to 200 inches and include storm, sewer, conduit, and lateral launch for side sewers. The inspection is done using a remotely operated camera mounted on a self-propelled robotic crawler. Whether it's to find a leak or blockage, Provac has the equipment to get the job done quickly.
Two to one, Tacoma with the lead over Oklahoma City, and we go to the second inning. Homers in the first. Brian O'Keefe, a two-run homer for the Rainiers. Drew Avens, a solo shot for Oklahoma City. Jose Caballero to lead things off. Caballero stands in, right-hand batter, facing Robbie Erlin, and the pitch is taken up and in for a ball, 1-0. Caballero, 1-for-2 with 4 walks to start the season. And the next pitch is up high for a ball, 2-0. Caballero, one of 3 AAA rookies who's been in the lineup regularly here at the beginning, along with Zach DeLoach and Jake Shiner. 2-0 pitch, down low, ball 3. And it's been a while since we've had position players in the Rainiers lineup who are drafted and developed by the organization. Here's one that just misses. That's ball 4. Caballero draws a 4-pitch walk to start the second inning. Second walk issued by Erlin. Now, we're supposed to have more than just 3 position players up from AA to start the season, but there were some injuries in spring training camp, and some guys are held up because of that. Kian Wong stands in. There goes Caballero. The pitch is called a strike at the knees, but the catcher, Fiducia, couldn't handle it cleanly, and Caballero steals second base without a throw. Rainier's now 5 stolen bases in 6 attempts. Tacoma led all of AAA baseball in stolen bases last year. Uh-oh, pickoff throw at second, and he just got back in safely. Caballero was dangerously close to getting picked off right there. You could see it developing. It looked like trouble, but he was able to scamper back in there. Now the pitch is swung out and grounded by Wong right to the second baseman, Bush, who throws out Wong at first. And that's the first out of the inning. But Caballero moves up. He's at third now with one out for Mason McCoy, who roped a double in the first inning. Now the pitch is in the dirt and blocked nicely by Fiducia. Oklahoma City's brought the infield in the second inning. Now the pitch is in there for a strike. Next pitch to McCoy, runs in on him. He takes ball two. 2 balls, 1 strike. McCoy had a great year for the Red Ears last year and is off to a fast start this year. 2-1 pitch from Erlen. Off-speed delivery, called a strike on the outside edge, and the count's even 2-2. McCoy steps out for a moment. Now he's back in the batter's box and ready to hit. Erlen gets the sign from Fiducia. Now the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike 3. They got him with a breaking ball, and there's the second out of the inning. So Mason McCoy is the first strikeout victim of Robbie Erlen today. A curveball fanning him. And now Nick Solak is the batter. Just acquired in a trade for the old cash considerations. Cash gets traded a lot. Here's one inside for a ball, 1-0. But Solak is on the Mariners 40-man roster and was optioned to Tacoma. He's always hit really well in AAA. Pitch is down and in for a ball. Has a career OPS of .880 at the AAA level, mostly with Round Rock. .20 pitch, swung on and hit foul. First base side, out of play. 2-1. Caballero at third with 2 down. And the pitch is inside, ball 3. Three and one. And Erland's pitch is swung on, grounded to the left side, flagged down at short by Hernandez. He throws to first in time to get Solak for the final out. In the top of the second inning. No runs for the Red Ears, no hits or errors, and one runner left on. We go to the bottom of the second, Tacoma 2, Oklahoma City 1.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise?
Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure, cloud-first networking experiences.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
One of the nation's top children's hospitals, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
Two to one is our score. Rainiers leading Oklahoma City. We go to the bottom of the second inning. Taylor Dollard out there to begin inning number two. They'll face Hunter Fiducia, Jemai Jones, and Justin Yurchak. Fiducia stands in now. Left-hand hitter with some power. Dollard's pitch is a curve outside. Ball one. Dollard's going to have a short outing today. Manager John Russell told me before the game they are easing him into the season. And he's probably only going to go two innings today. Maybe a smidge longer, we'll see, as this next pitch misses high for a ball. But they're going to slowly build up his pitch count and his innings from now on. So now the 2-0 misses ball three. Last year, he threw 144 innings, easily a career high, and it was his second season as a pro. Now the 3-0 pitch, inside ball four, four-pitch walk to Hunter Fiducia. So he heads down to first base, and now Jemai Jones will be the batter. First walk issued by Dollard. Dollard turned 24 in February, throws a strike, 0-1 the count. He's from Encino, California. That's where he went to high school, Crespi Carmelite High School. A lot of baseball players to come out of that school. 0-1 pitch inside for a ball. So a ball to strike to Jemai Jones, who had that game-winning hit in the 10th yesterday. And he swings and pops one up behind second base. McCoy's under it on the outfield grass, and he makes the catch. And there's the first out at the bottom of the second inning. Jemai Jones pops up. One away. Fiducia remaining at first base. And now Justin Yurchak is the hitter, and he's taking his first plate appearance of the season. He did not play in either of the first two games. 26-year-old left-hand hitter who played at AA Tulsa last year in the Dodgers system. He takes ball one from Dollard. Fastball. Now Dollard's ready. And the pitch is a fastball called a strike. 1-1. 91 on that four-seamer. He's been 91 to 93 consistently. Here comes the 1-1 pitch, and it's a swing and a foul on the breaking ball. 1-2. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. Swung on and popped up on the infield. Caballero, the third baseman, calling for this one, and he squeezes it for out number two. So back-to-back infield pop-ups. And a couple of quick outs in the bottom of the second inning. Fiducia, who led off the inning with a walk, is still at first base. Now there are two away. And Yanni Hernandez is the batter. Hernandez was off yesterday after starting in the opener on Friday night. Switch hitter bats left, and he takes a strike 0-1. Rainiers, two outs, bottom of the second inning. Final game of the three-game series here in Oklahoma City. Hernandez bounces one foul down the first baseline. Rainiers are home on Tuesday. Fly home after this game. Now the Tacoma Rainiers office staff has been working very hard to get Cheney Stadium in tip-top shape for this home opener on Tuesday. Can't wait to have everyone out. Open the gates. Catch some Tacoma Rainiers baseball at Cheney Stadium. A Tacoma tradition since 1960. Dollard with the 0-2 pitch, and it is a breaking ball that just misses down low. 1-2. Thought he might have caught the bottom of the zone there, but the computer umpire said no, it was low. One-two pitch, up high for a ball, 2-2. Two-two pitch, down low, ball three, another curve. He's mostly thrown fastballs and curves. This first trip through the lineup. Well, two outs, full count, runner at first, so Fiducia will be running with the pitch, and Mike Ford now playing behind him at first base. Dollard comes set. 3-2 pitch to Hernandez is a called strike three with the curveball. Just froze him. Hernandez thought it was ball four, but the computer umpire said no. It is strike three, and Dollard has his third strikeout of the afternoon. A leadoff walk leads to nothing. No runs, hits, or errors. One left. We go to the third inning. Tacoma 2, Oklahoma City 1.
The Lightdome Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Lightdome Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
Spring fever has hit Lucky Eagle Casino, and the prizes are growing as we give away $140,000 cash. Card in daily for one entry and get another for every 100 points you earn, with double the entries on Sundays and Thursdays. Ooh. Join us this Saturday for $20,000 in cash drawings from 4 to 9. Then be there for the May 20th grand finale for your chance to win a share of $40,000 cash. Learn more and catch spring fever at LuckyEagle.com.
Lucky Eagle.
We're here.
We've played two innings. Rainiers lead Oklahoma City 2-1. Brian O'Keefe, Mike Ford, and Jake Shiner do up here against left-hander Robbie Erlin. And the pitch to O'Keefe is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. O'Keefe hit the two-run homer in the first, a towering fly down the left field line for his first homer of the year. Now the 0-1 from Erlin is a fastball inside. One ball, one strike. Next pitch coming, up and in, 2-1. And now a swing and a hot shot that hits the third base bag and then bounces down the left field line. O'Keefe is around first, takes a big turn, but has to hold there because the left fielder, Ward, got on it quickly. And then they relay the ball to first base and throw wildly. And O'Keefe is being awarded two bases because that wild throw went into the dugout. So he's going to end up at third base. He took a huge turn at first, realized he wasn't going to make it to second. The throw from Ryan Ward hit the cutoff man, Yanni Hernandez, who spun around and tried to throw behind O'Keefe at first base and uncorked a throw into the dugout. And O'Keefe was given two extra bases and is awarded third on the throwing error by the shortstop. First pitch to Mike Ford, misses for a ball. So O'Keefe gets credit for a single. As the next pitch misses, 2-0. And then O'Keefe goes to third on a throwing error by Hernandez. Now Ford pulls one foul down the first baseline. Oklahoma City was charged with three errors last night. Here's the next pitch to Ford, and it is high. Three balls, one strike. So 3-1 the count. And the pitch from Erlin. Swung on and cranked to center field. Back goes Avens. He's just going to watch this one go. Straight away center field. Mike Ford with his second home run of this series. He is homered in back-to-back games. This one a two-run shot. And the Red Ears lead it 4-1. Mike Ford goes deep against the lefty, cranking a homer to straightaway center field. Now Jake Shiner will bat. Right here's with a couple of two-run homers early, O'Keefe and Ford. And the pitch to Shiner is yanked to third, but picked by Mann, who straightens up and throws to first in time for the first out of the inning. Shiner grounds out, one away in the top of the third inning. Zach DeLoach now the batter. Erlin into his motion, and the pitch to DeLoach is swung on, and that's grounded to the second baseman and scooped up by Bush, and his throw to first is in time to get DeLoach. Two away in the top of the third inning. And now Delino DeShields is the batter. DeShields bounced out earlier, 0 for 1. And the pitch is taken inside for a ball. Yeah. Next pitch, hit high in the air towards left center. This is pretty deep, giving chase Avens at the track, and he has room and makes the catch. A step in front of the wall for the final out of the inning. DeShields gave that one a ride, but it's caught for the final out at the top of the third. Red Ears had two more runs on two hits. There was an error and no one left. We go to the bottom of the third. Tacoma 4, Oklahoma City 1.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
At Fred Meyer, you can find the highest quality products at a great price in every aisle, every day with Kroger brand. So you can stock up on your household favorites that are tried, tested, and loved by you. Because when you get the products you love at great prices, it feels like winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone.
The wait is over. Cheney Stadium's hallowed gates are open again, which means Tacoma Rainiers baseball is back. The sights, sounds, and smells of the ballpark are heightened after a long offseason. So grab the gang and kick off spring in South Sound splendor. Single game tickets to all the fun, food, fireworks, and family entertainment are available now at TacomaRainiers.com. Tacoma Rainiers, come for the baseball, stay for the memory.
We go to the bottom of the third inning. Rainiers lead Oklahoma City by a score of 4-1. Taylor Dollard done after two innings of work today. Brennan Bernardino is in from the bullpen to make his season debut, and his first pitch to Michael Reed is taken for a strike, 0-1 the count. Dollard went two innings, allowed one hit, one run. It was the solo homer to the first batter he faced, Drew Avens. Dollard walked one, struck out three. Next pitch, swing and a miss by Reed, and the count goes to 0-2. Bernardino now with the 0-2 pitch, and it swung on and hit in the air to left field. This is deep. It is back, and it is gone. Michael Reed homers to left field. Solo shot on the 0-2 pitch. His first at bat of the season. He'd only appeared in this series as a pinch runner. Reed launches one out of here. Michael Reed, previously known as Buddy Reed, he told everyone in spring training this year he wants to be known as Michael from now on, so that's happening, and he homers as a Michael. Now a bunt attempt by Avens, and he bunts it right back to Bernardino, who fields it, jogs halfway to first, and tosses it to Ford for the out. So one pitch, and Avens is retired. And now Michael Bush will be the batter. Bush struck out against Dollard. He's 0-1. Now, Bernardino ready to work on Bush, and the pitch misses for a ball, 1-0. Bernardino was one of the fun stories of last year's Tacoma Red Ears squad when he was plucked by the Mariners out of the Mexican League. As here's a swing and a fly to right field. Deloach lining it up. He has room shy of the warning track, and he makes the catch, and there's out number two. Bush flies out to right. Devin Mann will be next. Mariners acquired Bernardino from the Tijuana club in the Mexican League on June 27th last summer, and he joined the Rainiers and immediately became one of the Rainiers' best relief pitchers, which was after he had been used as a starting pitcher in the Mexican League. Now the pitch to Mann misses for a ball, and he pitched so well that he even got called up by the Mariners briefly and appeared in two big league games. Really a remarkable turn of events considering he'd pitched for 3 years in the Mexican League and was not on Affiliated Baseball's map. So there's a strike to Devin Mann. So a wonderful season for Bernardino and remains in the Mariners' plans. Was in spring training for his first time with Seattle this year. Here's one inside now to Mann. And he's still on the M's 40-man roster. 31-year-old with his next pitch, and it's in for a strike. Bernardino from Valencia, California. Now the pitch is hit foul down the first baseline. Still 2-2 to Devin Mann. Four-one Rainiers, bottom of the third. Now the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Down goes Devin Mann, and Bernardino shakes off the leadoff homer and retires the next three hitters in order. One run in the inning on the homer by Reed. It was the only hit. There were no errors. No one left. Our score after three. Tacoma 4, Oklahoma City 2.
Rainiers fans, do you know where your AAAs belong? No, not your baseball team, your batteries. Once they've lost their charge and are no longer useful, household and rechargeable batteries can cause damage, fires, or injury if they're not properly disposed of. Never throw used batteries in your regular garbage or recycling. Even batteries from old cell phones, laptops, and other portable electronics can be hazardous if thrown in the trash. So take charge of your battery disposal and find a drop-off location near you at TacomaRecycles.org.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit Murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
On we go to the fourth inning. It's Tacoma 4, Oklahoma City 2. Each team has hit two homers. The Red Ears have had a runner on base for each of theirs, and Oklahoma City has not. Here's Jose Caballero to lead off the fourth for the Red Ears, and the pitch is taken for a strike. Robbie Erland still on the hill for the Dodgers. Caballero walked his first time up. That was leading off the second inning. He ended up getting stranded at third base. Erland's pitch is swung on and hit in the air to left. Moving towards the foul line is Ward. Now drifting back. This ball's carrying and carrying, and it gets out of here. The wind aided that one, and Jose Caballero has his first AAA home run. A fly ball to left field that just kept going. Did not look like a home run off the bat. He didn't know it was getting out of here, but it just kept carrying, and the Red Ears lead it 5-2. Jose Caballero, first AAA dinger. Third homer of the game for the Rainiers. And now Kian Hoang, the batter, and he takes a strike. Now the pitch swung on, and this is skied to center, but shallow. Avens comes in and he's calling for it and he makes the catch. And there's the first out at the top of the fourth inning. Kian Wong flies to center. Mason McCoy, the batter, he's one for two with a double. And the pitch inside for a ball. One-o delivery. Hit in the air to right field. Coming in and moving towards the line is Reed. Still coming in, and he makes a sliding grab on the outfield grass in shallow right, close to the foul line. Nice play by Michael Reed. And now Nick Solak will be the batter. Making his Rainiers debut, Solak's 0 for 2. Erlen with the pitch, and it is low and away for a ball, 1-0. Next pitch coming, up high. Two balls, no strikes. And this pitch is down and in for a ball. 3-0. Erlen's 3-0 pitch is in for a strike. Solak looked like he was just taking there. Brian O'Keefe is on deck for the Rainiers. Pitch. Low ball 4. Solak draws the walk, and he has reached for his first time today. Third walk issued by Robbie Erlen. And now Brian O'Keefe will be the batter. That's 20 walks drawn now by Rainiers hitters in 2.5 games to start the season. O'Keefe's 2 for 2 today with a 2-run homer and a single. And the pitch is swung on and crushed to left field, and he has another one. Absolute bomb to left field that left the property and landed out in the alley behind the left field fence. Brian O'Keefe with a 2-run homer for his second home run of the game, and it is now 7-2 Rainiers. There is an alley behind the left field fence that separates the back edge of the property from a parking garage and a hotel that's located out there, and the alley is named after a band from Oklahoma City, the Flaming Lips. It's Flaming Lips Alley. That's what the sign says. And that's where O'Keefe's home run landed. First pitch to Mike Ford. Misses for a ball. 1-0. Next pitch in there for a strike. O'Keefe has driven in 4 runs with a couple of 2-run homers, plus a single and scored a run. He scored 3 runs. Now Ford swings and misses. Ford's 2 for 2 with a single and a 2-run homer of his own. Next pitch now to Mike Ford. Swung on and grounded sharply to the right of second base, but the shortstop cutting across fields it, and Hernandez throws out Ford, and that ends the inning. Rainiers get 3 runs in the top of the fourth inning on 2 hits, both of which were homers by Caballero and O'Keefe. There were no errors and nobody left. We go to the bottom of the fourth. Tacoma 7, Oklahoma City 2.
Renewal by Anderson is your hometown leader in windows and patio doors. Our windows are durable, custom crafted, and professionally installed by our winning team. We've helped over 22,000 homeowners on their projects across the state of Washington. Let us go to bat for you on your next window and patio door project. Give us a call at 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure, cloud-first networking experiences.
Time spent at Cheney Stadium is one of the best parts of growing up in Tacoma, with tons of tickets, prizes, and swag exclusively available to members. Our City Kids Club, presented by Sound Credit Union, is the greatest way to be part of the fun at the ballpark all season long. To learn more about the coolest club for kids in all the South Sound, visit TacomaRainiers.com and click on Our City Kids Club. Come for the baseball, stay for the memories.
Seven-two, Tacoma with the lead over Oklahoma City. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. Ryan Ward leading off for the Dodgers. Brennan Bernardino beginning his second inning of work for Tacoma. And his pitch to Ward is swung on and grounded right to second base. It's gobbled up by Kian Hoang, who throws to first base in time to get Ward. One pitch, one out at the bottom of the fourth inning. Ryan Ward grounds out to the second baseman. Now Hunter Fiducia will be the batter. Fiducia walked earlier. Left-hand batter, so left versus left situation for Bernardino. And the pitch is inside for a ball. Now the 1-0. Called a strike. One-one pitch. Fouled away. There's strike two. We'll take a look at what happened around the league yesterday. Salt Lake hosting Sacramento to start the season. They had their game snowed out on Friday in the opener, so they played a doubleheader yesterday. And the temperature listed in the box score anyway was 55, so the weather really changed in Salt Lake City. And they got two games played yesterday, and they split. Salt Lake won the first game 2-0 behind the pitching of Chase Silseth. He and two relievers combined on a four-hitter. Silseth went five innings, allowed two hits, and struck out six. Next pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. Down goes Fiducia. And two men are gone in the fourth. Second strikeout for Bernardino. Chad Wallach is bat with Salt Lake this year. He homered in the first game of the doubleheader. But Sacramento took the nightcap 7-4 as their catcher Ricardo Henoves went 2-for-3 and drove in three runs. So Sacramento split that double dip at Salt Lake, and they're wrapping up the series today. Pitch is a swing and a miss by Jamai Jones. Reno and Vegas played another slugfest. They're 2-for-2 on slugfest to start the season in Reno. So here's a swing and a hot shot to third, and Caballero can't flag it down. He deflected it with his glove, but it passes through into left field, and Jamai Jones is on with a two-out hit. Or I assume they're going to call that a hit. So now Justin Yurchak will be the batter. Yurchak, left-hand hitter, popped up earlier. He's 0-for-1. And the pitch is outside for a ball. They did give Jones a hit on that. It was a hard hit ball. So Reno beat Vegas yesterday 15-10. Reno had 16 hits. Vegas had 10 hits. Phillip Evans is with Reno to start the season. Veteran, always a good hitter at AAA. Usually ends up getting called up. He went 3-for-4 for Reno yesterday. Scored 4 runs. Drove in 2. So here's a swing and a one-hopper back to the mound. Fielded by Bernardino, and he tosses it to Ford for the out. Yerchak is retired, and the inning is over. No runs for Oklahoma City in the bottom of the fourth. They had a hit. They leave a runner stranded. We go to the fifth inning. It is Tacoma 7, Oklahoma City 2.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hardworking people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
Rainiers fans, do you know where your AAAs belong? No, not your baseball team, your batteries. Once they've lost their charge and are no longer useful, household and rechargeable batteries can cause damage, fires, or injury if they're not properly disposed of. Never throw used batteries in your regular garbage or recycling. Even batteries from old cell phones, laptops, and other portable electronics can be hazardous if thrown in the trash. So take charge of your battery disposal and find a drop-off location near you at TacomaRecycles.org.
We go to the fifth inning. Right here is leading 7-2 in Oklahoma City. Dodgers have a new pitcher for the first time today. Left-hander Adam Kolarik is in. And his first pitch to Jake Schiner is in there for a strike, 0-1. Kolarik pitching back-to-back games in games 2 and 3 of the season. He worked in last night's game, went one inning, allowed a run on 2 hits. 0-1 pitch inside for a ball, 1-1. Interesting that the Dodgers organization uses a reliever in back-to-back games in games 2 and 3 of the season. The Red Ears could easily go the entire season without using a relief pitcher in back-to-back games at any point. Here's a swing and a fly into shallow right field, and coming in and still coming in is Reed, and he does get there and he makes the catch. Schiner is retired and one man is out at the top of the fifth inning. Deloach. Now the hitter, he's 0-for-1 with a walk and a ground out. Left versus left situation here. And the pitch is taken down low for a ball, 1-0. Next pitch, swing and a miss. Counts even, 1-1. One pitch. Inside, ball 2, 2-1. One delivery. Swung on, grounded towards the shortstop. That's scooped up by Hernandez. He throws out Deloach, and two men are gone in the top of the fifth for Delino DeShields. More scores from yesterday in the PCL. Round Rock beat Albuquerque 6-1. Round Rock had a good performance from starting pitcher Cody Bradford, who was in Double-A last year. Got bumped up to start this season. He went 5 1/3 scoreless of two-hit ball. J.P. Martinez, a returning outfielder for Round Rock, drove in 3 of their 6 runs. Here's one outside, 2 to Shields, ball 1. And then Sugarland won in El Paso, road victory 7-3 over the Chihuahuas. It's Corey Lee and Joe Perez homered for the Space Cowboys. Now a swing and a miss by DeShields. One pitch coming. Swing and a foul back. Count goes to 1-2. Rainier's home Tuesday. Tickets are available for the opener, by the way. In fact, for the whole season. But, the whole week's worth of games coming up at TacomaRainiers.com. You can find links to order tickets on there. Count now 2-2 to DeShields. Now a swing and a tapper back to the mound on one hop. Kolarik has it and feeds Yerchak, the first baseman, for the putout on DeShields. And the Red Deers go in order for the first time today. 3 up, 3 down. We go to the bottom of the fifth with the score Tacoma 7, Oklahoma City 2.
One of the nation's top children's hospitals, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
Rainiers baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Seven to two, right here is leading Oklahoma City. We go to the bottom of the fifth inning. Brennan Bernardino has already been out there for two innings, allowing one run, and he'll face Yanni Hernandez, Michael Reed, and Drew Avens here in the fifth. And the pitch is taken for a strike. 0-1 the count. Next pitch misses for a ball. Even count now to Hernandez. So after 2 days of play in this league, as here's a fly to center that's going to get down for a hit. Grabbing it on one hop is DeShields. Hernandez has a leadoff single in the bottom of the fifth. Hit number 4 for the Dodgers. After 2 days in this 10-team league, only one team went 2-0. That means only one team went 0-2. The other 8 teams are all 1-1. So Reno's 2-0. They're in first place. because we now don't have divisions anymore, just one big chunk of 10 teams. So Reno's in first place, 2-0. Vegas is in 10th place, 0-2. And the other eight teams are in an eight-way tie for second at 1-1. No, I do not know what Reno's magic number is. It's very high. 0-1 pitch outside for a ball to Reed. But, yeah, if you missed the news, we don't do the divisions anymore. They changed the playoff format. MLB runs the minors, and they like to change the playoff format. That's three times in 3 years. We should hopefully get some consistency one of these days, but without a league office anymore, that's I guess harder to achieve. I don't know. Here's the 2-1 from Bernardino. And the pitch is swinging a foul tip at the plate, and the count's even 2-2. So anyway, this year we're playing a split season. No divisions, one 10-team league, split season format. Whoever's in first place among the 10 teams at the end of the first half, which is the end of play on June 25th, 75 games in, whoever's in first place clinches a playoff spot. And then we'll reset the standings. Everyone goes to 0-0 for the second half. And whoever wins the second half title will play the first half champion in the playoffs. Well, the runner goes on the pitch. Hernandez steals second base without a throw from O'Keefe, who couldn't get a grip on the ball. And Yanni Hernandez, who is a good base stealer, has his first steal of the season. And the count's now full, 3-2 on Michael Reed, who homered off Bernardino when Bernardino entered the game in the third. 3-2 pitch coming. Just misses ball four, very close. So the first two men have reached in the fifth. Oklahoma City's 8 and 9 men are aboard, and they can both really run. And now Drew Avins will be the batter. Avins is 1-for-2 with a solo homer. And then he tried to bunt for a hit and bunted back to the pitcher. That was his last time up. Now the pitch is taken outside for a ball. Next pitch, misses ball two. Bernardino struggling a little bit here in his third inning of work. Now the 2-0, called a strike. 2-1 now. Now the 2-1 pitch, called a strike, right on the outside edge with a 93-mile-per-hour fastball. Counts even, 2-2. And Bernardino's pitch is a called strike three, a curve that broke over the heart of the plate, and Avins knew it. He has struck out looking for the first out at the bottom of the fifth inning. So one down. And now Michael Bush will be the batter. Now the pitch is taken outside for a ball. Here's one down low. Checking his swing in time is Push. Two balls, no strikes to Michael Bush, one of the Los Angeles Dodgers' top prospects. 4-for-11 on the season so far. And the pitch is a big swing and a miss. There's strike one. So 2-1 the count now. And the next pitch swung on and fouled away. 2-2. So the 2-2 pitch, check swing foul. So still 2-2. And Bernardino's pitched another check swing, little blooper to third, and Caballero is able to make the catch, backpedaling towards the edge of the outfield grass. A check swing pop up to the third baseman, and two men are gone. And those last two pitches, those check swings from Michael Bush, Bernardino kind of had his number, it appeared, as Bush was noncommittal, taking cuts against Bernardino. And the pitch is in there for a strike. 0-1 the count to Devin Mann with two on and two out. First two men reached this inning. Bernardino trying to navigate that. Oh, well, now a bluff pickoff move to second, but no throw over. Rainiers lead 7-2. We're in the fifth inning. Brian O'Keefe has homered twice and driven in four runs. 0-1 pitch, swinging a foul tip into the mid of O'Keefe. Mike Ford and Jose Caballero have also gone deep today for the Rainiers. Four homers today, more than the team hit in the first two games combined when they hit three. 0-2 pitch inside for a ball, 1-2. And it's only the fifth inning. We have a lot of baseball to go here. Now the 1-2 pitch. Fouled at the plate. That one got a piece of O'Keefe. And he's walking it off, but he's all right. Now the 1-2. Just misses with the breaking ball. A little off the plate outside. Two delivery. Called, strike three, and down goes Devin Mann, and that does it for Oklahoma City in the bottom of the fifth. Bernardino manages to survive the inning after the first two men reach base. No runs on a hit, and two runners left on. We go to the sixth inning. It's Tacoma 7, Oklahoma City 2.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox,
delivering secure, cloud-first networking experiences.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at MultiCare.org.
Spring fever has hit Lucky Eagle Casino, and the prizes are growing as we give away $140,000 cash. Card in daily for one entry and get another for every 100 points you earn, with double the entries on Sundays and Thursdays. Ooh. Join us this Saturday for $20,000 in cash drawings from 4 to 9. Then be there for the May 20th grand finale for your chance to win a share of $40,000 cash. Learn more and catch spring fever at LuckyEagle.com.
Lucky Eagle.
Mike Curto with you from Bricktown Ballpark in Oklahoma City, where the Rainiers lead the Oklahoma City Dodgers 7-2. We go to the sixth inning of play. New pitcher for the Dodgers, right-hander Tyler Sear, is in for his second appearance of the series. Jose Caballero leads things off. Sear pitched on opening night on Friday. The Rainiers really got to him, 4 runs in 2/3 of an inning. Caballero stands in. And the pitch is taken for a strike. 0-1 the count. Previous Dodger pitcher Adam Kolarik went one inning, 3 up, 3 down, no strikeouts. Now a swing and a foul at the plate by Caballero. And he's behind in the count, 0-2. So here comes the 0-2 pitch from Sear, and it's swung on and hit in the air down the right field line, tight to the line, and it lands, but it's foul. Sliced it down the line, one of those balls that looked like it might drop in there in no man's land and just barely fair where no fielder has any chance of getting there, but it's sliced foul. And the 0-2 pitch to Caballero, grounded sharply up the middle and threw into center field, a base hit. And Jose Caballero has his second hit of the game. Grounder through the middle. He has singled, walked, and homered today. He has now, listen to this, he's now had 10 plate appearances. Caballero, he's reached base in 9 of them. His on-base percentage, 900. Kian Wong now the batter. Here's a swing and a foul at the plate. When did he make an out? Seventh inning. Oh, he made the last out. That's right. The last out on opening night when the Rainiers had the big inning, the 8-run inning, where they sent 14 men to the plate. Caballero made the last out in his second plate appearance of that inning. He fouled out to the first baseman. That's the only time he's made an out. He's got 3 hits and 4 at-bats, 5 walks, and he's been hit by a pitch. Well, the next pitch to Wong catches the bottom of the zone. 1-1. So Wong looks out towards Sear, the right-hander. And the pitch is in the dirt and blocked by Fiducia. One 2 pitch, swung on, hit sharply to Hernandez, could be 2. They feed Bush for 1, the relay to first, not in time. Wong able to avoid being doubled up. So Caballero forced out, and Wong reaches first on a fielder's choice. Now Mason McCoy's coming up. He's one for three with a double and a run scored. Now a pickoff throw to first, and it's wild. It gets past Yorchuk and goes down the line. Around second is Wong. He's going to go all the way to third on the wild pickoff throw. A two-base throwing error by Tyler Sear. Second error of this game for Oklahoma City. So runner at third with one out. Infield in now. The pitch to McCoy. Grounded to third. Right to man. And freezing at third is Caballero. And the throw to first is in the dirt. And it gets away from Yurchuk. But now they've got Caballero in a rundown between home and third. McCoy has advanced to second. Caballero still in a rundown and now tagged out by the shortstop Yanni Hernandez. And when the dust clears, the whole play results in an out, and McCoy is at second base. He reached on an error by the third baseman man, E5 on the throw, and then, well, Kian Wong, I said Caballero in the action, that was Kian Wong in the rundown. He was eventually tagged out by the shortstop, Yanni Hernandez, after being chased back and forth between home and third by Devin Mann and Hunter Fiducia. So McCoy at second with two outs, and the pitch to Nick Solak is up high for a ball, 1-0. Delivery. Inside for a ball, 2-0. Next pitch misses for a ball. Three, five, 2-6 on the rundown that got Kian Wong at the plate. Next pitch is inside and it hits Solak and he'll head down to first base. Well, this will be interesting. Two on, two out for Brian O'Keefe, who's 3-for-3 with two homers. Three runs scored and four runs batted in. And the pitching coach for Oklahoma City, Justin DeFreitas, is going to the mound to talk things over with Tyler Sear. So they'll have a chit-chat. Well, half the infield is gathered on the mound to discuss the situation. And now the conference breaks up. So two on, two out for O'Keefe. And the pitch is up and in. There's ball one. Next pitch is outside and low for a ball. So 2-0 the count to O'Keefe. McCoy at second, Solak at first. And the pitch is outside, ball three. Prieto. And Tyler Sear fires, and this is inside, ball four, a four-pitch walk. O'Keefe heads to first. Solak takes second. McCoy to third. Bases are loaded. Two outs. Mike Ford, the batter, who had a string of six straight plate appearances with a hit come to an end his last time up when he grounded out to shortstop. He's not going to face Sear. Travis Barbary is going to make a pitching change. The Oklahoma City manager going to the bullpen with the bases loaded and two outs here in the sixth inning. We'll take a break for this pitching change. We're in the top of the sixth inning. It's Tecoba 7, Oklahoma City 2.
At Fred Meyer, you can find the highest quality products at a great price in every aisle, every day with Kroger brand. So you can stock up on your household favorites that are tried, tested, and loved by you. Because when you get the products you love at great prices, it feels like winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Sampling!
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at MultiCare.org.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
We're in the top of the sixth. The Red Ears lead Oklahoma City 7-2. Tecoma has the bases loaded with two outs. Cleanup hitter Mike Ford coming to the plate. Oklahoma City's gone to the bullpen and brought in for the first time this season left-hander Victor Gonzalez. And here's his pitch to Ford, and it's swung on and grounded right to the second baseman on the first pitch. Bush has it, and he easily throws out Ford at first base, ending the inning. One pitch from Gonzalez, and he is able to escape the jam in the top of the sixth inning. The Red Ears do not score in the frame. They had a hit. There were two errors and three runners left on base. We go to the bottom of the sixth. It's Tecoma 7, Oklahoma City 2.
There are times when more is not better, like when the electrical panel in your warehouse fails. More darkness is not better. Or when a storm knocks out the windows on the second floor of your office building, more fresh air is not better. But when Propel shows up on the scene after an incident with support, an action plan, and maybe a thermos of coffee, more is definitely better. It's what Propel clients have come to expect, and it's why they tend to stick with Propel after going through any kind of loss or unexpected event. Propel is there with a more timely response any time of the day or night. A more proactive claim service working 24/7 on your behalf. More experienced professionals helping you navigate the path ahead so you know exactly what you need to do and when. To find out about the people and insurance programs that can give your business more of what you need, get to know Propel at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
Seven-two, right here. As we go to the bottom of the sixth inning, Oklahoma City sending Ryan Ward, Hunter Fiducia, and Jamai Jones to the plate this inning. Brendan Bernardino is still in there. He's pitched three innings so far, and here's his first pitch to Ryan Ward, and it is taken for a strike, 0-1 the count. So Bernardino with an extended outing from the bullpen. Taylor Dollard started this game in his AAA debut, and they are easing him into it. As here's a swing and a grounder foul, first base side. Dollard went just two innings today. They're going to slowly build him up. Manager John Russell said they'll probably follow him up with Bernardino for multiple innings here for Dollard's first few starts this season. So we can look for that to continue at least through the next homestand when Dollard would be expected to start in game five on Saturday. Here's a grounder to the right of second base and through into the outfield, a base hit for Ryan Ward. And the leadoff man is aboard for Oklahoma City, their fifth hit of the game. So Ward singles. And now Hunter Fiducia will be the batter. Fiducia has walked and K'd in this one. Bernardino's pitch is swung on and lined into left center field. That's a base hit. DeShields has to hustle to cut it off. Rounding second and taking third is Ward. Stopping at first with a single is Fiducia. And Oklahoma City has runners at the corners with nobody out in the bottom of the sixth inning. Now Jamai Jones is the hitter. Jones one for two, and he takes an off-speed pitch for a strike. Now the pitch, swing and a miss. Oh, and two the count. And now a fastball called, strike three, and down goes Jamai Jones on three pitches, and Bernardino needed that out. So that takes care of Jones, and one man is gone in the sixth. Fifth strikeout for Bernardino in three and a third innings. Now Justin Yurchak is the batter. And another left-hand hitter. The pitch is inside for a ball. The curve, 1-0 the count. Next pitch coming from the lefty. And there's a breaking ball that misses. Two balls, no strikes. The 2-0 is called a strike, and the count goes to 2-1. Now toss to first, and Fiducia's back. Two, one coming. Swung on, tapped slowly, and Bernardino can't get it on the left side, and neither can the third baseman Caballero. Just a dribbler that dies on the infield grass. Scoring from third is Ward. Fiducia safe at second. Yurchak aboard at first on an infield single. He gets an RBI, and it is Tacoma 7, Oklahoma City 3. So Bernardino just jammed him, got him to hit a little dribbler to the left of the mound, but it was a hit. So now Yanni Hernandez stands in. Switch hitter bats right, and he hits the first pitch of the year to left field. It struck well, and it's over Shiner's head and up against the fence. Fiducia scores. Yerchak's around third. He's going to score. It's a two-run double for Yanni Hernandez, and Oklahoma City's back in the ballgame. It's Tacoma 7, Oklahoma City 5. Yanni Hernandez ropes one over the head of the left fielder and up against the wall. No action in the Rainiers bullpen, but it's probably time to change that as Michael Reed gets ready to bat, representing the tying run. Only one out in this inning. Bernardino to the plate, and the pitch is swung on and fouled back. There's strike one. Action has begun in the Rainiers bullpen. One of the lefties is throwing. We'll let you know who as soon as I can get a look. Next pitch in there for a called strike, 0-2. It's Sheffield. Sears one, a called strike three, and down goes Reed for the second out of the inning. So Bernardino gets a strikeout, his sixth, two away. And now Drew Avins is the hitter. Bernardino's ready now. And the pitch to Avins is poured in there for a strike. Next pitch, swung on and fouled back. Still no balls, two strikes. And the 0-2 is outside. One ball, two strikes. The 1-2, up and away, two balls, two strikes. Now a swing and a foul back. Still 2-2 the count to the Oklahoma City leadoff man. Two-two, fouled away again. Avins hanging in there, fouling off pitches. Runner at second, two down in the bottom of the sixth. Long battle here between Brennan Bernardino and Drew Avins with Michael Bush on deck. Counts even 2-2. Here's the pitch from Brennan Bernardino trying to close out the sixth inning. And it is a fastball outside, and the count goes full, 3-2. Two pitch. Called strike three at the knees, and Avins goes down looking, and that closes out the bottom of the sixth inning. Seven strikeouts for Bernardino in four innings of work today, but Oklahoma City just put three runs on the scoreboard in the bottom of the sixth and got back in the game. Three runs on four hits. There were no errors, one runner left. We go to the seventh inning. Our score, Tacoma 7, Oklahoma City 5.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer?
When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Moving on to the seventh inning, Rainiers leading Oklahoma City by a score of 7-5. Jake Shiner to lead things off for the Rainiers against left-hander Victor Gonzalez, who came in the game with the bases loaded and two outs last inning, threw one pitch and got a ground out to end the inning. So his second pitch of his outing is to Shiner, and it's in there for a called strike, 0-1 the count. Shiner's been quiet in this one, 0-3 after doing quite a bit in the first two games of this series. 0-1 pitch from Gonzalez is inside for a ball. One ball, one strike. Now the 1-1 pitch. Swung on and lined the other way, but caught by the second baseman, Michael Busch, for the out. Solid contact from Jake Shiner, but Michael Busch taking a step or two towards the hole between first and second was able to flag that down. One away. And now Zach DeLoach will be the batter. And the pitch is swung on and bounced to the right side, and Busch scoops this up and throws out DeLoach at first base, and Victor Gonzalez is getting very quick results. Now Delino DeShields will hit. He's 0-3. The pitch from Gonzalez to DeShields is inside, ball one. Next pitch, inside for a ball. Mariners are in action. They lead the Guardians 4-3 in the third inning. A lot of scoring early in that one. This next pitch to DeShields misses. 3-0. Mike Zunino, former Rainier, with a three-run homer for Cleveland. Julio Rodriguez has homered for the Mariners. And Cal Raleigh, former Rainier, with a two-run double Next pitch to Delino is outside, ball four. He walks on four pitches. So DeShields heads down to first. And now Jose Caballero will be the batter. Caballero has reached base in 9 of his first 10 plate appearances. We'll see if he can keep it going. And the pitch from Gonzalez is a fastball called a strike, 0-1. DeShields with his lead at first. He has throughout his career been a good base stealer. With two outs, he may be on the move. It's being held on by Yurchak. There he goes. The pitch is down low and no throw from Fiducia. DeShields steals it without a throw. So he's in scoring position now. DeShields with his second steal of the weekend. And a man in scoring position now with two down. And the pitch swung on and lined over short and into left field. A base hit and around third is DeShields. He's going to score on the RBI single by Jose Caballero, who keeps on doing it. A two-out RBI single. DeShields walked. Used his own speed to steal second base and put himself in scoring position. And then Jose Caballero singled over shortstop and brought in the run. Nice little two-man, two-out rally right there. And here's Kian Wong now. Caballero takes a healthy lead at first, and they throw over. Oklahoma City warming up the side-armer Jake Reed in the bullpen. Now the pitch is in for a strike to Kian Wong, 0-1 the count. Now the runner takes off, 0-1 pitch is bounced to the second baseman, fielded by Bush, and he throws out Wong at first, and that ends the inning. But Tacoma scores one in the top of the seventh. One run on one hit. There were no errors and a runner left on. And we head to the seventh inning stretch in Oklahoma City. It's Tacoma 8 to Oklahoma City 5.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hardworking people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
Chemical grouting is the most effective and long-lasting method for sealing structurally sound sewer and stormwater systems. The ProVac specialists will test your pipeline to find the leak. Then our grouting division uses chemical and cementitious techniques to grout manholes, catch basins, vaults, and other types of leaks. For localized pipe damage, we perform internal point repair for quick, non-disruptive restoration. Team ProVac, here with the complete solution for maintaining the integrity of your sewer or stormwater system.
At Fred Meyer, you can find the highest quality products at a great price in every aisle, every day with Kroger brand. So you can stock up on your household favorites that are tried, tested, and loved by you. Because when you get the products you love at great prices, it feels like winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Sampling!
Here comes second baseman number 15, Michael Bush. We go to the bottom of the seventh inning. Right here is leading here in Oklahoma City, 8-5. New pitcher, Justice Sheffield, takes over on the hill. He's in relief of Brennan Bernardino. And Sheffield, in his second appearance of the season, he pitched in the opener, and he fires, and there's a swing and a miss by Michael Bush. That is strike one. Brennan Bernardino went four innings, allowed seven hits and four runs all earned. He walked one and struck out seven. Next pitch is a swing and a foul tip by Bush, and the count's 0-2. Sheffield worked a little bit, not much, in the opener on Friday night, faced three hitters in the eighth inning, and walked one, allowed a single, and struck out the other. So that was it. 0-2 pitch outside for a ball, 1-2. Now here comes the 1-2 on its way to Bush, and it's a fastball up high. 2-2. Sheffield, full-time reliever this year. After pitching in the starting rotation in all of his previous stints in Tacoma. As he misses with his next pitch, and it goes to a full count. So here comes the payoff to Bush. And it is swung on. It bounced foul down the first baseline. Still three balls and two strikes. In the Red Ears, home opener on Tuesday, Tommy Malone's going to make the start at Cheney. 6.05 p.m. Tuesday. Reno is slated to start right-hander Peter Solomon. 3-2 pitch is high, ball four, and Bush draws a leadoff walk after Sheffield was ahead of him 0-2. So Bush is on, and now Devin Mann will be the batter. Mann's 0-3 with two strikeouts and a tapper to the mound. Sheffield's pitch is lined to short, caught by McCoy for the first out of the inning. Bush and the runner at first base did not stray far from the bag and was able to get back without drawing a throw. So Mann lines to short and one man's gone. Now Ryan Ward is the hitter. Sheffield is set and his pitch is swung on, and that's hit in the air to shallow left center, and three players converging on it, and Shiner, the left fielder, gets there, and he makes the catch for the second out. Hung up in the air long enough for someone to be able to get into position. Initially, it looked like it might be trouble, but Shiner got there. Two down, and now Hunter Fiducia is the batter. Sheffield's pitch is taken for a strike, 0-1. Next pitch coming from the lefty, and it's low. So a ball and a strike with two outs. Runner leading from first. And the pitch to Fiducia is swung on, hit in the air down the left field line, a foul ball and out of play into the seats. 1-2 now. Now the 1-2 pitch, popped up. This is playable on the right side. Wong on the outfield grass is under it, and he makes the catch for the final out in the bottom of the seventh inning. So Sheffield delivers a scoreless frame from the bullpen. No runs, hits, or errors. One man left on. We head to the eighth. It's Tacoma 8, Oklahoma City 5.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Ready for an MVP move? Let Tacoma Power help you pay for your home improvements. You'll save energy and money while adding value and comfort to your home. We've got you covered with zero interest loans, rebates, and store discounts on everything from windows and smart thermostats to heating and cooling systems to hybrid water heaters. Check out offers at mytpu.org.
Renewal by Anderson is your hometown leader in windows and patio doors. Our windows are durable, custom crafted, and professionally installed by our winning team. We've helped over 22,000 homeowners on their projects across the state of Washington. Let us go to bat for you on your next window and patio door project. Give us a call at 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
Well, we go to the eighth, and Tacoma leads it 8-5. New pitcher for Oklahoma City, side-arming right-hander Jake Reed, who pitched on opening night. And the Rainiers got to him for four runs. Here's his first pitch tonight, or today, I should say, to Mason McCoy, and it misses for a ball, 1-0. Reed, the fifth pitcher used by Oklahoma City today. The Rainiers have 8 runs on 10 hits. And now a swing and a foul down the first baseline, and that's out of play. They've changed the scoring on McCoy's ball that he hit in the sixth inning. I believe that's the one. They've taken an error off and given an extra hit up there for the Rainiers. I'll have to double-check that to be sure. Sears went inside for a ball, but I think it was on the grounder he hit in the sixth. Next pitch misses for a ball just barely, and McCoy's out ahead of the count, 3-1. Yeah, it was the ball McCoy hit in the sixth that was originally ruled an E5. That's now an infield single. Next pitch inside, and McCoy is hit by it and will head down to first base. McCoy grimaces. I think it got him on the right hand. But he's aboard. That brings to the dish Nick Solak, who's 0-2 with a walk and has been hit by a pitch in his Rainiers debut, and he has scored a run today. There goes McCoy. The pitch is outside. The throw to second is not in time. McCoy steals second base, and he has his first steal of the year. Tacoma's first ever 2020 man last year, McCoy. And he has his first steal of this season. Now the 1-0 to Solak. Breaking ball over for a strike, and that evens up the count, 1-1. Now the 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. There's strike two. And Reed's pitch is fouled back by Solak. Solak, 28 years old, born in Woodbridge, Illinois. Last year split the season between AAA Round Rock and the Major League Texas Rangers. 1-2 pitch is outside, two balls, two strikes. Next delivery, outside, ball three, and Solak's worked a full count. Rainier's got two in the first when Brian O'Keefe connected for a two-run homer. Two more in the third when Mike Ford went very deep to straightaway center. That gave the Rainiers a 4-1 lead at the time. Now the 3-2 is fouled by Solak, still 3-2. In the fourth, more homers. Jose Caballero hit his first AAA homer down the left field line. And then O'Keefe hit his second homer of the game, one that left the property to left field. That came with a man on. And that made it 7-2 at the time. Next pitch to Solak's outside, ball four. It stayed 7-2 for a few innings, but then Oklahoma City came charging back in the sixth with a three-run rally of their own. Yanni Hernandez had the big hit, a two-run double. And all of a sudden, it was 7-5. Rainier's got an insurance run, though, in the top of the seventh when Delino DeShields walked and stole second and scored on Jose Caballero's base hit. That all came with two outs. That made it 8-5, and now the Rainiers are trying to tack on here in the top of the eighth. Two on, no one out for O'Keefe, who's having a day, and the pitch to O'Keefe is outside for a ball. He's 3-for-3 with the two homers, a single, and a walk. He has driven in four runs and scored three. Now the 1-0 is in there for a strike. Count goes to 1-1. Now the runners both go. Pitch is a strike. The throw goes to second, and they got the runner at second. Solak is caught stealing. McCoy took third, but they threw to get the trailing runner at second base. Second baseman Michael Bush putting the tag on him. Fiducia throws him out, so Solak's caught stealing. But Mason McCoy's now at third with one out, and the infield comes in. 1-2 pitch to O'Keefe is swung on and drilled to center field. Back is Avins. It's over his head. It takes a bounce on the warning track and hits the fence. Scoring is McCoy, and O'Keefe will check in at second base with a rocket of a double and an RBI, and the Red Ears lead it 9-5. Brian O'Keefe just keeps on going. This one roped to center field. Base 4-for-4. With five runs batted in. Now the pitching coach goes out to talk to Reed as Mike Ford gets ready to hit. And several of the infielders join the conversation on the mound. Right here's just adding some insurance runs in the late innings. That's a sign of good teams. That's what good teams do. And we've talked over the years. I feel like I've said it 100 times. But tacking on runs in this league is just so important, especially in the real hitters' parks. Not this one so much, but when you get to Reno and Vegas and Albuquerque and Salt Lake, got to keep adding on. Conference on the mound breaks up. Ford's 2-for-4 with a homer. And the pitch from Reed is up and away, ball one. Well, keeps it second with one out. Right here's leading 9-5. Yeah, the pitch is swung on and hit high in the air to right field, but he got under it. And Reed is measuring it, and he makes the catch. Tagging at second and advancing to third is O'Keefe. There are now two outs in the inning. Ford flies out to right field. And Jake Shiner will come to the plate. He and Deloach, who were big producers in the first two games, hitting back-to-back in the six and seven holes, the five and six holes today, and neither of them has a hit yet. See if they can break through in the late innings. Shiner up with a runner at third and two outs. He's 0 for 4. He did hit it hard last time, lining out to the second baseman. Reed's pitch is outside for a ball, 1-0. Now the pitch is outside for a ball. Two balls, no strikes to Shiner. And the pitch is a swing and a foul tip at the plate, and the count goes to 2-1. Now the 2-1 pitch, inside, ball three. And the 3-1 delivery. Swung on and grounded foul on the third base side. Full count, 3-2. There is action in the Oklahoma City bullpen. Runner at third, two outs. Payoff pitch is swung on and popped up foul on the first base side. The first baseman, Yerchak, goes over for a look and makes the catch up against the screen. I don't know how he grabbed that one, but he did, and that's the final out in the top of the eighth inning. Kind of nonchalantly loped over there and suddenly stuck the glove out and caught it against the netting on a ball that I didn't think anyone was going to be able to make a play on. Right here, settle for one run at the top of the eighth inning. One run on one hit. There were no errors and one runner left on. We go to the bottom of the eighth. It is Tacoma 9 and Oklahoma City 5.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Moving on to the bottom of the eighth, right here's lead in Oklahoma City, 9-5 is our score. New pitcher Taylor Williams in from the pen, and he'll face Jemai Jones. Leading things off, first pitch in there for a strike, 0-1 the count. Williams, a returnee from last year's Rainiers squad. And now the pitch to Jones is sprayed the other way into right field. A base hit for Jamai Jones to lead off the bottom of the eighth inning for Oklahoma City. His second hit of the day. So Jones is on. And now Justin Yurchak will be the batter. Yurchak, left-hand hitter, is 1-for-3 with an infield single and an RBI. And the pitch is poured in there for a strike. Next pitch, outside for a ball. One and one the count to Yurchak. Williams with a fastball, a little high, 2-1. Williams from Camas, Washington. He's told me he now lives in Arizona, but his parents still live in Camas. Two-one pitch down low for a ball, 3-1. Three-one delivery from Williams, swung on, grounded, foul, first base side. Full count, 3-2. Now the payoff. High ball four, and the first two men have reached for Oklahoma City in the bottom of the eighth inning. Yurchak heads down to first, and Jones takes second. Yanni Hernandez, the hitter, he had a long two-run double his last time up. Switch hitter, he'll turn around and bat left-handed. That double came right from the other side of the plate. Williams with the pitch, and it is taken up and away for a ball, 1-0. Jairo Cuevas, the Red Ears' new pitching coach, goes to the mound to talk things over with Taylor Williams. Cuevas was with Salt Lake the last 2 years. The Mariners hired him away from the Angels, and the Mariners needed a AAA pitching coach because the guy we had last year, Alon Leishman, he got hired away to the big leagues by the Cincinnati Reds. He's now the Reds' assistant pitching coach in the major leagues. He had a good day today. The Reds beat the Pirates 3-1, and Cincinnati's sophomore pitcher Graham Ashcraft allowed one run in seven innings and beat the Pirates. All right, conference breaks up. Here we go. The 1-0 pitch to Yanni Hernandez, and it is up and away for a ball, 2-0, and Hernandez showed bunt this time. Now the 2-0, up high, ball three. Williams having trouble locating all of a sudden. Now the next pitch misses, ball four, and they're loaded up. Tying run coming to the plate. Jones takes third, Yurchak to second, Hernandez down to first. Bases loaded for Michael Reed, who's already homered today. And the pitch is taken outside for a ball. Next pitch coming. Swung on. Hit well to left. Back is Shiner. It's over his head. Takes a bounce and hits the wall. Jones scores. Here comes Yerchak. He scores. And stopping at third base is Hernandez. Michael Reed with a two-run double. And it's now Rainier's 9, Dodgers 7. And there's still nobody out in this inning. And the tying runners are in scoring position. Reed blasted that pitch the other way for a two-run double. Well, the Rainiers are going to go to the bullpen. John Russell's on his way out to the mound. Williams faced four batters. They all reached, and the Rainiers trying to win this game and win this series on the road, and Russell's going to get a fresh arm into this game. So we've got a pitching change here in the bottom of the eighth inning. And we'll take a break. Runners at second and third with no one out. Our score, Tacoma 9, Oklahoma City 7.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning, and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Well, we're in the bottom of the eighth inning, and things have really tightened up here in Oklahoma City. Rainiers lead it 9-7, but the Dodgers have the tying runners in scoring position at second and third with nobody out, and Drew Avins coming to the plate. The Rainiers have brought in left-hander Blake Wyman, and immediately as we were getting set up for the first pitch after he threw all his warm-ups, now the umpires are meeting with Wyman and the catcher to discuss something, and I'm not sure what this is all about. And now Jairo Cuevas is jogging out there. And John Russell's coming out of the dugout as well, but not to get in the conversation. And they're running in with another glove for Wyman. No, not a glove. It looks like I think it's the PitchCom earpiece. This is a technical issue. I believe that's what it is. The PitchCom earpiece, which this is what they're doing now. It's now happening at AAA as well. The PitchCom system, the catcher's got some buttons on his left arm. He can push to signal to the pitcher what the pitch is going to be, and the pitcher has a little earpiece tucked into the brim of his hat. You can't see it unless you really look closely. And there was a problem with Wyman's. And so they now have resolved that. All right, we're ready to go now. Yonny Hernandez is at third base. Michael Reed, the tying runner, is at second with nobody out in the bottom of the eighth inning. Drew Avens at the plate. He's 1-for-4 with a homer in this game. And Wyman is set. And the pitch is a swing and a miss. There is strike one. Blake Wyman made his Rainiers debut in the opener on Friday night and pitched a 3-up, 3-down inning in the sixth. His only inning of work. The 0-1 pitch bunted at and missed by Avens. That's strike two. So no balls, two strikes. Wyman has previous AAA experience with Indianapolis, the Pirates affiliate. Was picked up midway through last season by the Mariners and finished up the season at AA Arkansas. Makes the Rainiers club out of spring training this year. Here's his 0-2 to Avens, and it's swung on and popped up behind second base. McCoy is called off by the center fielder DeShields, who catches it and then throws it to the plate on one hop. And there's the first out of the inning. Runners holding. Hernandez at third and Reed at second, and obviously that's a huge out. So one down. And now Michael Busch will be the batter. Busch is 0-for-3 with a walk today. Another left-hand hitter for the left-hand pitcher, Wyman. And Wyman's pitch is a breaking ball outside. 1-0 the count. Now Wyman's ready. And his next pitch is just a bit inside for a ball. 2-0. Here's the 2-0 pitch. Inside, ball three. First base is open, but I think they wanted Wyman to go after Busch. He's just missing his spots here. He throws the baseball out of play and gets a new one from the umpire. Here's the 3-0 pitch to Busch, and it's swung on, grounded through the right side into right field, a base hit. Hernandez scores. Here comes Reed around third. The throw is cut off. Reed scores the tying run, but the Rainiers have Busch in a rundown between first and second, and he's tagged out by McCoy for the second out of the inning. But this game is tied. Michael Busch with the two-run single to right field, making the score 9-9. And then he was tagged out for the second out of the inning when the throw home was cut off. So two outs, no one on, and the pitch to Devin Mann is in there for a strike, and it's a brand new ball game in the eighth. Well, we played 10 innings yesterday, and now we're tied in the eighth inning today. Wyman's next pitch swung on and bounced foul on the third base side. In the ninth, the Rainiers' scheduled hitters are DeLoach, DeShields, and Caballero. Wyman's next pitch is outside for a ball. One ball, two strikes to Devin Mann. Now the 1-2 coming. And it's grounded to the left side. McCoy fields it, sets himself, and fires to first for the out, and the inning is over. But Oklahoma City comes from way back and ties this game up. Four runs in the bottom of the eighth inning. On three hits, there were no errors and no one left on base. We go to the ninth. Tacoma 9, Oklahoma City 9.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at lexusoftacomafife.com.
On we go to the ninth inning, and we are all tied up 9-9 here in Oklahoma City. New pitcher for the Dodgers, left-hander Brian Hudson. And he'll face Zach DeLoach to start things off. DeLoach to Shields and Caballero due up for Tacoma. First pitch to DeLoach is in there for a strike, 0-1 the count. Hudson pitched on opening night and was sharp, an inning and a third with four strikeouts, allowing one hit and one walk. Next pitch to DeLoach is inside for a ball, and that evens up the count, 1-1. Now the 1-1 is inside for a ball. Two and one the count. And this pitch is outside, ball three. So DeLoach out ahead of the count, 3-1. Now a swing and a foul out of play, and the count goes full, 3-2. Here comes the 3-2, and it is a called strike three, and DeLoach goes down looking, and one man is out at the top of the ninth inning. Well, here comes Delino DeShields, who's 0-for-3 with a walk, a stolen base, and a run scored. 9 runs, 11 hits, no errors for Tacoma. 9 runs, 11 hits, 2 errors for Oklahoma City. Brian Hudson, first year in the Dodgers system, Cubs set, and the lefties pitch to DeShields. Push bunt, but back towards the mound. Hudson picks it up, turns, throws to first. DeShields beats it out. A bunt single for Delino DeShields, hustling down the line. And he legs out a single on the bunt that I thought was a pretty routine play for the pitcher, but DeShields just turned it on and beat it out. And the Red Ears have a man on with one out. DeShields with his second bunt single of this series. And now Jose Caballero is the batter. He's reached all four times today with two singles, a homer, and a walk. Right-hand batter facing the left-hand pitcher. And here's a fastball in there for a called strike. It's 0-1. Now, The 0-1 coming. DeShields obviously a threat to try to steal here. It's going to be a little tougher with a lefty on the mound, though, as this next pitch is down low for a ball, 1-1. So an even count to Caballero. Eric Ferris, the right here's third base coach, going through some signs. 1-1 the count. And now a pickoff throw, and nope, a balk. A balk has been called, and DeShields will be awarded second base. The first base umpire, Mark Bass, making the call. And Hudson didn't believe it. And now here comes the manager, Travis Barbary, to go argue, and you're not allowed to argue a balk, but I think he could get an explanation of what the call was. So the first baseman, or first base umpire, Bass, is explaining what he saw and why he called it. And Barbary listens to the explanation and jogs back to the dugout. So a balk called, and that pushes DeShields into scoring position at second base. We'll see if they can get him home. One out. Caballero at the plate now with a 1-1 count. On deck is Kian Hoang. Caballero looks out towards Hudson. Hudson with the pitch. Outside and low. Two balls, one strike. So 2-1 now. Outfield straight away. Infield, normal depth. And the pitch is up and away, ball three, 3-1. So three balls, one strike. Here comes the pitch. Down and in, ball four. Caballero reaches again. He heads down to first base. He has reached base in 11 of his 12 plate appearances this season. Two on, one out for Kian Hoang. Yeah, the pitching coach goes to the mound to talk to Hudson. There's no one up in the Oklahoma City bullpen, or the Tacoma pen for that matter. The Rainiers are getting a little short in that pen if they're trying to avoid using anybody back-to-back. They still have J.B. Bukauskas, but he kind of had a longer stint on Friday. Pitched 1 2/3 innings and allowed a bunch. He faced a lot of hitters. He threw a lot of pitches. There is one player in the bullpen we have not seen yet. He was just signed right before opening day, right-hander Nolan Blackwood. I don't know if he's ready. All right, here we go. Kian Hoang at the plate. And the pitch from Hudson is in there for a strike. Right here's trying to regain the lead. Tied 9-9 in the top of the ninth. They have a runner at second base in DeShields and a runner at first base in Caballero. One out. 0-1 pitch to Hoang. And it is out. Oh, called a strike on the outside edge, and it's 0-2 to Kian Hoang. Right on the outside edge. Mason McCoy, the on-deck hitter, is right-handed and would have the platoon advantage on Hudson. Hoang behind in the count, 0-2. And the pitch is fouled away on the third base side. Still no balls, two strikes. Oh, here comes the 0-2. Runners go, and it is fouled away. DeShields was on the move on the 0-2 pitch. The trailing runner, Caballero, actually didn't run. Still no balls, two strikes to Kian Hoang. Once again, the 0-2 pitch is on its way to Kian Hoang, and it's a swing and a drive towards left center field and deep. On the run going back is Avins, and he makes a running grab in the alleyway. Tagging at second is DeShields. He comes to third and stops there as the throw comes into the shortstop, Yanni Hernandez. Holding at first is Caballero. Hoang made solid contact there and hit it hard to left center, but Drew Avins able to run it down. Runners at first and third with two outs for Mason McCoy. McCoy 2-for-4 with an infield single, a double, and two runs scored. He's also been hit by a pitch. That was his last time up. Rainiers need a clutch hit. And the pitch is down and in for a ball. McCoy up now. Nick Solak's on deck. Caballero is being held on at first base, which opens up a hole on the right side of the infield. There goes Caballero to second. The pitch is down and in. No throw. Caballero takes second base. So runners at second and third now. And the pitch missed. Two balls, no strikes. The count to McCoy. Next pitch, low ball 3. Well, a walk would load him up for Solak. Now, McCoy is going to be intentionally walked. They give him the automatic ball 4. So that loads him up for Nick Solak, who's in his first game of the year. He's 0-for-2 with two walks, and he's been hit by a pitch. He's reached base in each of his last three plate appearances. We'll see if Solak can be a star here in his first game with his new team. Give him the lead in the top of the ninth. The pitch is in there for a called strike. First pitch slider from Brian Hudson to the right-hand hitter. Now Hudson is set. Here comes the 0-1 pitch. And it is just a smidge outside for a ball, and the count's even 1-1. Fastball that time, 93 on the gun. So 1-1 the count. DeShields at third, Caballero at second, McCoy at first. The 1-1 pitch, swing and a miss and a fastball. And the count goes to 1-2. In the bottom of the ninth, Oklahoma City has its 4, 5, and 6 hitters due up, Ward, Fiducia, and Jones. Here comes the 1-2 pitch on its way to Solak. Hudson to the plate, and it is a fastball inside. 2 balls, 2 strikes. On deck, Brian O'Keefe, who's having a monstrous game. Two balls, two strikes to Solak. And here's the pitch from Hudson. Swing and a miss, strike 3. Got him with a fastball. The Red Ears do not score in the top of the ninth inning. No runs on a hit. There were no errors and 3 runners left on base. We go to the bottom of the ninth inning in Oklahoma City, all tied up. Tacoma 9, Oklahoma City 9.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
One of the nation's top children's hospitals, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
Well, we go to the bottom of the ninth inning. Rainier's all tied up here, 9-9. Blake Wyman came in the eighth inning, and he stays in the game for the ninth. And the first pitch is swung on and grounded to first base off the bat of Ryan Ward, and it's taken to the bag for the out by Mike Ford. One pitch, one out to get things started in the bottom of the ninth, and now Hunter Fiducia will be the hitter. These two teams played extra innings yesterday, and they are, well, the Rainiers are hoping to get this one into extra innings today. Now the pitch to Fiducia is in there for a called strike. Next pitch coming from Wyman, and it is swung on. Bounce to the right side, deep in the hole. Diving stop by Kianwog, and he throws out Fiducia at first base. Great play by the second baseman, Kianwog, diving on the outfield grass to field that grounder and get the out on Fiducia. Terrific play at second base for out number two. And now Jemai Jones is the hitter. Jones is 2-for-4 with a couple of singles. And the pitch is taken inside for a ball. 1-0 the count. Next pitch. Crank to left field. Deep, back, and gone. That's the ball game. Jemai Jones, second day in a row, he walks off the Rainiers. He had the game-winning two-out RBI single in the 10th inning last night, and today he launches the game-winning homer to left field with two outs in the bottom of the ninth. Oklahoma City wins it, 10-9 the final score. These last two games have been tough to swallow for the Tacoma Rainiers. Rainiers drop two out of three in Oklahoma City, and they will head home and hope for better fortune at Cheney Stadium in the opening homestand, six games against Reno, starting on Tuesday night at 6:05 p.m. Dodgers win it 10-9. We'll recap the scoring and have a look at the Major League Baseball scoreboard in the Tacoma Rainiers postgame show coming up next.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Are you overinsured? Underinsured? Maybe you're just not sure. It's understandable. Life happens quickly. You've got a new driver in the house, an upcoming remodel, an inherited rare baseball card collection. It's a lot. So talk to your wealth manager about how Propel Insurance can make sure it's all protected. Our experts create a customized asset protection program tailored to your specific and changing needs, with specialty coverage like expanded homeowner liability, additional protection against uninsured or underinsured drivers, cyber fraud cost recovery, and lots more. But Propel isn't just about premium coverage. Our experts also make sure all your policies work well together, so there's no overlap or serious gaps. What's more, with frequent program reviews, you can be sure your insurance always keeps up with your life. Ask your wealth manager about preferred personal coverage from Propel Insurance, or visit us at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at MultiCare.org.
Red Ears fall in Oklahoma City, 10-9, the final score, as the Red Ears blew a big lead today, and they end up dropping 2 out of 3 to the Oklahoma City Dodgers. This one they led by a score of 9-5 going to the bottom of the eighth inning, and the Dodgers, well, they scored a lot of runs against the Red Ears bullpen today, 9 of the 10, and they ended up walking it off with a homer by Jemai Jones. Lots of offense for the Red Ears, and the lineup has been really producing in this series, that's for sure. 9 runs today on 12 hits, including 4 homers. But Oklahoma City was able to match that plus one. Red Ears got on the board at the top of the first. Mason McCoy hit a leadoff double against the Oklahoma City starter, Robbie Erlin. And then with one out, Brian O'Keefe lofted a 2-run homer down the left field line for his first homer of the year. Rainiers were up 2-0. Bottom of the first, Drew Avens hit a full count pitch from Taylor Dollard, making his AAA debut. Avens roped it over the right field fence for a leadoff homer, a solo shot. But other than that, Dollard looked pretty sharp. The AA Texas League Pitcher of the Year last year ended up going 2 innings, allowing just the 1 hit, that homer. It was the only run. He did walk 1. He struck out 3. He's going to have his pitch count and inning count built up over time. Just 2 innings today, but they're going to slowly work him up. And Dollard looked pretty good on the whole. Red Ears made it a 4-1 game in the third inning when Brian O'Keefe led off with a single, and then Mike Ford cranked a 2-run homer to center field. Ford's second home run of the series and season. That homer in the third gave him 6 consecutive hits going back to yesterday, but he did not get another one today. Finished the game 2-for-5 with a homer. Rangers were ahead 4-1, but in the bottom of the third, Brennan Bernardino came into pitch, and Michael Reed greeted him with a solo homer to left field to make it 4-2. Bernardino, though, got 3 quick outs after that, and the Rangers seemingly opened it up in the fourth. Jose Caballero led off with a homer to left field against Robbie Erlin. And then with 2 outs, Nick Solak walked, and Brian O'Keefe hit his second home run of the game. This one was a long one that left the property in left field. It cleared not just the fence, but also a picnic area that's out there and a giant video board, and landed in the alley behind the left field fence here at Bricktown Ballpark. And that made it 7-2 Rainiers in the fourth. And Bernardino was rolling for a bit. Scoreless fourth, scoreless fifth. We went to the bottom of the sixth, still 7-2 Rainiers, but Oklahoma City had its first meaningful rally in the sixth. Ryan Ward and Hunter Fiducia led off with singles against Bernardino, and then with one out, Justin Yurchak reached on a little dribbler in the infield for an RBI single. That made it 7-3. And then they got a big hit from Yanni Hernandez, a 2-run double over the left fielder's head, and it was 7-5. Bernardino struck out the next 2 hitters to finish the sixth inning. He went 4 innings today in relief of Taylor Dollard. Well, the Rainiers still led 7-5, and they got an insurance run in the seventh inning, a 2-out rally. Delino DeShields walked and stole second base and scored on a base hit from Caballero, who reached base 5 times today, and that made it 8-5. Then in the eighth inning, Mason McCoy led off the inning by being hit by a pitch. He stole second and scored on Brian O'Keefe's double to make it 9-5. O'Keefe finished the day 4-for-4 with a double, 2 homers, 5 runs batted in and 3 runs scored. Thought 9-5 was going to be enough, but it was not. Taylor Williams came in the bottom of the 8th, and he didn't have it today. Jamai Jones led off with an opposite field base hit, and then Williams got himself in trouble with back-to-back walks of Justin Yerchak and Yonny Hernandez to load the bases with no one out. And Michael Reed then hit an opposite field 2-run double off the fence in left field. And that made it 9-7 and put the tying runners in scoring position. The Rainiers went to Blake Wyman. He got Drew Avins to fly out shallow enough that no one was able to advance. But then Michael Bush pulled a grounder through the hole between first and second for a 2-run single, scoring Hernandez and Reed and making it 9-9. Devin Mann then grounded out. We went to the 9th inning, all tied up 9-9. In the top of the 9th, the Rainiers loaded the bases but did not score. And then in the bottom of the 9th, Wyman got a ground out right away. He got another ground out when Kian Wong made a great play at second base. There were 2 outs, no one on. Jamai Jones at the plate. And Jones cranked a walk-off homer to left field. He walked off the Rainiers yesterday with an RBI single. And today, with a rocket over the left field fence for his first home run of the season, Oklahoma City takes down Tacoma by the final score of 10-9. Final totals for Oklahoma City, 10 runs on 12 hits. They made 2 errors, left 6 on base. Tacoma, 9 runs on 12 hits, no errors, and left 11 on base. Winning pitcher is Brian Hudson. He's 1-0. The loss goes to Blake Wyman. He is 0-1. Time of the ball game was 2 hours and 53 minutes, and the attendance was 4,257. Oklahoma City goes to 2-1. The Rainiers are 1-2. These two teams play a lot of each other this year, 15 games total, but they're not going to see each other again until August when Oklahoma City visits Tacoma. The Rainiers are going to head to the airport, fly home tonight, and have tomorrow as an off day in preparation of the home opener on Tuesday at 6:05. The Reno Aces will be in town. Tommy Malone gets the start for Tacoma on Tuesday in the home opener. Dodgers win at 10-9. We'll check out the Major League Baseball scoreboard when the Tacoma Rainiers post-game show continues right after this.
Call Provac for your hydro excavation needs. Hydro excavation is a safe, environmentally friendly method of digging around underground utilities and is traditionally used for exposing utilities, potholing, trenching, and more. Because hydro excavation does not require a staging area or dump trucks, it can be performed in condensed urban areas and in most cases without trench entry. Why Provac? When put against our competitors, Provac saves time and money again and again.
Renewal by Anderson is your hometown leader in windows and patio doors. Our windows are durable, custom crafted, and professionally installed by our winning team. We've helped over 22,000 homeowners on their projects across the state of Washington. Let us go to bat for you on your next window and patio door project. Give us a call at 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
Oklahoma City takes down Tacoma 10-9. Let's check out the Major League Baseball scoreboard. Mariners and Guardians are tied up 5-5 in the bottom of the 7th inning in Seattle. Julio Rodriguez hit a leadoff homer in the first. Mike Zunino, a 3-run shot for Cleveland in the second. Cal Raleigh hit a 2-run double to put the M's back out in front in the third. Now they're tied 5-5 in the bottom of the 7th inning at T-Mobile Park. Finals today in the American League. Tampa Bay beat Detroit by a final score of 5-1. Jeffrey Springs went 6 shutout, no-hit innings with a dozen strikeouts. And the Rays complete a 3-game sweep of Detroit. Adam Duvall, another big game as the Red Sox beat Baltimore 9-5. Duvall had 3 hits, including a tie-breaking 2-run single in the 5th inning. And Minnesota defeats Kansas City 7-4. The Royals did score for the first time this season after getting shut out in their first 2 games, but the Twins finish a 3-game sweep. Joey Gallo homered twice for Minnesota, and Joe Ryan went 6 innings and allowed just 1 run. And the White Sox have defeated the Astros 6-3, the final score in that one. Angels and A's are not done yet. They are in the eighth inning in Oakland. The Angels are ahead 6-0. They've had a three-run homer from their rookie catcher, Logan O'Hop. Mike Trout and Shohei Ohtani hit back-to-back homers in the fifth inning. Interleague games today. The Giants shut out by the Yankees 6-0. New York getting homers from Aaron Judge and Giancarlo Stanton. And a rookie named Johnny Brito for the Yankees tossed five scoreless innings and got the win in his Major League debut. St. Louis beat Toronto 9-4 as third baseman Nolan Gorman hit a pair of two-run homers for St. Louis. And the other interleague game is Sunday Night Baseball. That's the Phillies and the Rangers in Texas. And then in the National League today, the Nationals beat the Braves 4-1. Mackenzie Gore allowed one run in five and a third innings, got the win. Cincinnati beat Pittsburgh 3-1 behind the pitching of Graham Ashcraft, who went seven and allowed just one run for the dub. Mets winners in Miami 5-1. Their import from Japan, Kodai Senga, very good in his Major League debut, allowed one run in five and a third innings, struck out eight. Tommy Pham had three hits and two runs batted in for the Mets. And the Brewers beat the Cubbies 9-5 in Chicago. Games in progress. Diamondbacks and Dodgers tied 1-1 in the bottom of the eighth inning at Dodgers Stadium. Padres lead the Rockies 3-1 in the ninth inning in San Diego. Josh Hader trying to close it out for the Pods. That's your Major League Baseball scoreboard for today here in Oklahoma City. The Dodgers beat the Red Ears 10-9. We'll be back with more right after this.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hardworking people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
At Fred Meyer, you can find the highest quality products at a great price in every aisle, every day with Kroger brand. So you can stock up on your household favorites that are tried, tested, and loved by you. Because when you get the products you love at great prices, it feels like winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Sampling.
Well, a tough one for the Red Ears here in Oklahoma City. The Dodgers with a big comeback, and they beat the Red Ears 10-9. Jamai Jones with the walk-off homer with two outs in the ninth. Red Ears were trying to get to extras. There were two outs and no one on, and Jones cranked one over the left field fence for his first home run as a member of the Oklahoma City Dodgers, and it was the game winner. So the Dodgers take two out of three. Both of them walk-off victories with Jamai Jones getting the winning hit. Rainiers had won the opener on Friday big with 14 runs, and they continued to hit and score throughout the weekend. But Oklahoma City was able to emerge victorious in the last two games. Other scores in the PCL today. Salt Lake beat Sacramento 8-3, so the Bees took two out of three in that series. Sugarland wins at El Paso 4-3, so the visiting Space Cowboys won two out of three. Albuquerque hammered Round Rock today 10-2 at Round Rock, so the Isotopes took two out of three on the road. And Vegas, trying to avoid being swept in Reno, they lead the Aces 7-2 in the bottom of the seventh inning right now. Well, we'll be back with you on Tuesday for the home opener at Cheney Stadium, 6:05 first pitch. We'll have it for you here on the stream. And tickets are available. Weather report's starting to look favorable. And the Red Ears will play the first of their 75 home games this year, this coming Tuesday. We can't wait to get Cheney Stadium open and get the fans in the gates and start off a Tacoma tradition. Since 1960, AAA baseball happening starting this Tuesday at 6:05 at Cheney Stadium with the Reno Aces in town. Well, that's going to do it for today's broadcast. Thanks a lot for tuning in. This is Mike Curto saying so long from Oklahoma City and Bricktown Ballpark. Once again, our final score today, Oklahoma City 10, Tacoma Rainiers 9. Have a great night. We'll talk to you on Tuesday.